COMESA, and the head of that observer mission is the former president of Sierra Leone, Ernest Bai Koroma. I spoke to him for his assessment just before we came on air.
I am heading the AU COMESA observer mission. It's a joint mission, and I must start by commending the people of Kenya for the very impressive turnout we observed this morning in some of the polling stations that visited. And from the polling reports we received from our observers across the country, the turnout is equally impressive. Our team in totality has visited close to 400 polling stations in Nairobi and across the country. The atmosphere in and out of the polling stations are very peaceful. So we are very hopeful at the end of the day, Kenya will have peaceful elections.
And that is the key, isn't it? Especially given some of the tension and the violence we saw in the past. Have you seen that same sense amongst the voters and those who are conducting the elections, that everybody wants there to be no tension, certainly no violence?
Campaign, these elections seem to be smooth, violent-free comparatively, and there is a lot of anxiety amongst the Kenyans of wanting to see this process through without violence. I think you can see that this time round, campaign has gone on smoothly and the Kenyans are very hopeful. And I also must commend the institutions. Things are moving on smoothly. We are very, very encouraged by the performance of the Electoral Commission. They have deployed all of the electoral materials on time. The seeming delays are understandable, but for the time lost in delay in opening the polling stations, from the conversations we have had from the polling officers, a good number of these polling stations will give an extension. So in effect, there will be no time lost.
However, even though you said that, you know, it seems as if these glitches were temporary, there are some who've complained a lot, saying that this biometric system, in fact, has been a major failing of the IEBC, and that's something that should have been sorted out way before yesterday, because it was on the eve of the election that they said they were going to now switch from the manual checking of the electoral voters list to the biometric, and that has caused delays in some areas.
I must say that the decision to switch is not a decision of the IBC. That is a decision resulting from courts have been very independent in Kenya, and the decisions are decisions that are accepted by all the political players.
This issue of the electoral biometric system, even one of the presidential candidates, George Wajakoya, he wasn't able to vote on his first attempt. He then complained, saying this was a ploy to rig him out of the election. There are others, even Deputy President William Ruto's running mate, Rigathi Gachagua, also had to be verified by a manual register, and because the data couldn't be found. Aren't those major problems?
Well, there are problems, like any electoral process. There will always be problems. But I think within the system, they also have options that could be used in the event of the failure of this equipment.
And that is the former president of Sierra Leone, Ernest Bai Koroma, who is the head of the AU COMESA Observer Mission at the Kenyan elections.